What is Fidesz trying to do?
Now Fidesz want to make a political organization. You know, in Hungary, there is a youth organization. This is the communist youth organization. And the biggest part of the Hungarian youth isn't a member in this organization. Only the a very little part of the Hungarian youth are member in this organization. And we thought that in the biggest part also had a political opinion. And the Fidesz want to make some ways to create this political opinion and political thinking. This is the aim of the Fidesz now.
What is it that the party youth organization doesn't do that you think you can do?
Yes, the party organization, a lot of things he doesn't do. For example, they hasn't any opinion, a very, very hard and very, very important questions. For example, in a power station, where is now is a building in the Danube, and about the Transylvanian situation, about the political pluralism, and about the parties in Hungary, and a lot of very important political questions. They hasn't any opinion, or if they had opinion, it is a very special communist thinking.
Who opposes you, your organization?
For example, the party and the KISS, the Communist Youth Organization.
And why do they oppose you?
Because the party and the KISS also afraid of very much this organization, because this means a lot of organization, political organization, can create in Hungary as like the Fidesz, for example, political parties.
What has happened to some members of Fidesz?
For example, they get some police warning and get some invitations to the police. And the policeman said to them, if they make some organization working, they will start a criminal prosecutor, yes. And some days later, the prosecutor also get an invitation for these Fidesz members, and they prosecuted them with some criminals against the state. And the Fidesz members didn't afraid this.
What will happen if the courts rule that Fidesz is an illegal organization? What will you do?
We stopped in this situation, we stopped the organization, because in Hungary we had a lot of illegal organizations, and we don't make another illegal. This is a precedent, so we make an example for this. How can we fight to our rights in Hungary or in a communist party? I am a lawyer. I studied law in the university, and a lot of people studied law in the university in the Fidesz. We know that the Fidesz is a legal organization. It's legal.
What if the court says it's illegal, then what do you think will have happened?
We stopped the organization, and if somebody wants to make, they make a movement, for example, an illegal movement, but the Fidesz is a legal organization.
If it's a legal organization, why does the party want to stop it and declare it illegal?
Because it's dangerous to the one-party system.
In what way is it dangerous?
Because it's broke the one-party system, these organizations, and as like these organizations.
Do you think the party is really trying to become more democratic itself now?
No, I didn't believe it. The party must have some democratic reforms in the economy, for example. But in the political life, I didn't believe it. These people, for example, Gross and another people who, for example, Gross some days later will travel to the United States, And in Hungary, we didn't believe it. He isn't a real reformer. He's a very dogmatic thinking man, and they are afraid of very much these organizations.
Why don't you try and work inside the system, join, for example, the People's Patriotic Front, one of the organizations there, and work inside the system?
No, the People's Patriotic Front, it isn't an independent organization in Hungary. It also led this by the party, the Communist Party, the People's Patriotic Front. It's the same, but it's free, more free as like party, but not independent.
What do you think Hungary needs, basically, if it's become a real democracy? What changes?
Very serious changes. For example, in the political life and in the economical life, we have a lot of changes. For example, we have real human rights, a very good constitution, freedom in the economical life, and some things. The Fidesz made a program about this.
And what was their basic demand? What is your basic demand?
The human rights. This is now our basics in this.
And you don't think the party protects your human rights adequately at the moment?
Do
you think the party defends your human rights at the moment?
Yes. I think they are afraid of the human rights very much.